Christians spend a fortune on products to show others that they are Christians. Crosses we wear, t-shirts with clever sayings, bumper stickers, and even fish decals on our cars. Then there's the endless stream of social media posts with profound quotes from our favorite Bible teachers. We're all guilty of it. I am chief among that sin. But it's important to ask ourselves, why do we do that? Are these outward signs meant to glorify God or glorify ourselves? Honestly. Recently, I was in a coffee shop and my Bible was on the table. I'm old and so is my Bible. Both of us are well worn. Someone walked by and tapped on my Bible and whispered, "Wow, you can tell you're a good Christian." I just sank in my chair. I'm not good. There is nothing good in me apart from Christ in me. But I realized that even my worn, used Bible had become an idol and a means to show people that I spent time there. So maybe we should ask ourselves that question. How do you show others that you are good and morally right? Well, the theme for this meditation from Romans chapter 1 is how God makes us right in His sight. Our good works are nothing apart from His grace alone, through faith alone, that we have eternal life. Living silently, content with being good in the eyes of God alone. So whether at the rising or setting of the sun, give yourself this gift of quiet meditation to be thankful for an audience of one. It is on God alone that you need to focus. So take this opening moment to quiet your mind, your eyes, your breathing, and your heart. For this moment, center in silence on all that matters, the eyes of God. Secure in this divine oasis, listen and respond to this reading from Habakkuk chapter 2. And as I lead us, answer, "Lord God, make me right in your sight." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end, and it will not lie. So, Lord God, make me right in your sight. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. And Lord God, make me right in your sight. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not right within him, but the righteous, they shall live by his faith. So Lord God, make me right in your sight. Spend a few moments now being mindful of worldly distractions. Who are you trying to impress? What of the world is influencing you? Well, bring your attention to the present moment and become alert to the loving eyes of God watching you. Resting in silence, take a note of any idols that the Holy Spirit is revealing. Maybe some image or a representation of God that you may be using as an object of worship. I realize this reflection may be difficult. I assure you it's hard for me. But allow the Holy Spirit to help you reflect on an object, image, or even a person that you are elevating above that of God. Thank the Holy Spirit for this awareness. Surrender those idols back to the cross and only have eyes on Christ. Stay in this contemplation, and if your mind drifts, that's fine. But then softly whisper, Lord God, make me right in your sight. Now practice centering on your breathing. Just join me now in taking a deep, full breath. And another. And one more, but hold it for a moment. And now as you breathe out, center on releasing idols. Breathe once more. Now try counting back from five, and with each exhaled breath, center on resting in the vision of God alone. Silently breathe in by faith. Breathe in the breath of God. Even feel how your body becomes more peaceful as just the breath of God satisfies you. Breathe back now from five. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may wander back to the world. That's okay. That's what human minds do, but don't judge yourself. Instead, center back on your breathing and start back at 10 this time. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10 with each exhale, silently whispering, Lord God, make me right in your sight alone. As you breathe, stay centered on the side of God. has become deeply aware of finding satisfaction in his sight alone. Just silently center on the gift of his faith. The gift of faith to have faith. Receive it now and let it satisfy you completely. Does your mind wander to thoughts of the world still? Does it drift towards guilt or shame? Well, pause then, breathe, and center back on being righteous in His sight alone. I know this can be difficult, so take another minute to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, make me right in your sight. Continue on now as you listen to this passage. Listen for His gift to you in these ancient words from Romans chapter 1 verse 17, and we'll be starting in the New Living Translation. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. For as the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. What in that passage spoke to your heart? Well, listen once more and silently reflect on what you think God wants you to hear. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. What words from this passage are still ringing true in your mind from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on being righteous in His sight. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the New International Version. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So what were you thinking as you listened to these words? For this next minute, return to your breathing and being mindful of living your life by faith alone. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in a sacred time of deeper connection as you listen from the New International Reader's Version. I want to preach it because I'm not ashamed of the good news. It is God's power to save everyone who believes. It is meant for the Jews. It is meant for the Gentiles. The good news shows God's power to make people right with himself. God's power to be made right with him is given to the person who has faith. It happens by faith from the beginning to end. For it is written, the one who is right with God will live by faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what emotions did you feel that you want to express to God now? What guidance do you seek to live by faith? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just acknowledge it and then pause, relax. Bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, Lord God, make me right in your sight. Let's revisit our passage. It's news I'm most proud to proclaim. This extraordinary message of God's great plan to rescue everyone who trusts him. God's way of putting people right shows up in the acts of faith, confirming what Scripture has said all along. The person in the right standing before God by trusting him truly lives. So with your eyes closed now, in a moment of imaginative contemplation, what are you using to show others that you are right and good? An amusing religious t-shirt or Christian jewelry, maybe that bumper sticker or the fish decal. Well, sitting here, I want you to hold them in your hands. Now slowly open your fingers as they drop at the foot of the cross. Be content being right in his sight alone. Your good works are nothing apart from his grace alone, through faith alone, that you have eternal life. So for this next minute, live silently, content with being right in the eyes of God alone. Let that be sufficient. Thank you. center once more in your breathing. And when you're ready, not a moment before, slowly start to open your eyes. How do you feel? Different than when we started? Well, I pray you feel lighter, freer from the chains of being right in the eyes of the world, to now being satisfied, being right in the eyes of God. So let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember how the good news tells you how God makes you right in His sight. Your goodness is accomplished from start to finish by faith. So may you live through Christ. May you be aligned by the Holy Spirit. And may you encounter the sight of God, now and always, forever.